Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the Now.
Boy, I tell you, things are crazy around here. Chuck Norris told me he'd come on the show anytime, that he'd been listening for many years. First time I had him on, late last year. And I just hadn't thought to call him or email him since he was on with us. And then I got blindsided with this big announcement that he might run for the president of Texas, and that both parties are controlled by elite groups, and that the IRS is a fraud. And when I heard Glenn Beck was involved, that's just one of the hosts that's involved. I don't have a very high view of Beck, because he said Ron Paul supporters need to have the army used against him and are terrorists, and now he's backed off of that. But he mixes a lot of propaganda in what he does. So I was at the end of the show, and somebody brought that up, and I confirmed that Chuck Norris had said these things, was having this big simulcast today at 5 o'clock Eastern. I said I had to get to the bottom of it. So I went in and emailed Chuck. And I left at about 6. Boom, he emailed right back. We missed the email saying, yeah, I'd love to come on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Is good for me. Is that good for you? And so we just emailed him back. This is the one day that the producer got here late in the month he's worked here. That's how Murphy's Law works. He just walked in. And so I hope they get the email confirming in time to have him on for the big announcement. As you said, there's some big announcement. Is it running for president? Is it calling for secession? Who knows? I got in here early this morning for me, and I need to just start getting in the producer email myself. I'm not bashing anybody. It's just, this is Murphy's Law. It drives me crazy because, here's the headline. I may run for the president of Texas. And since then, last time I did more research on what he's been saying, and it looks good. I mean, there's a global elite. They're manipulating the banks. People need to get into gold. He says he should have. The IRS is a fraud. Obama's a socialist taking over. Both parties are controlled. There's a new world order, basically. So it looks like we've done our work waking Chuck Norris up. I remember 10 years ago having police officers in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Because Chuck's got a couple places, one in Central Texas, one in South Texas, and a house up in Dallas. And, tell me about it. And then we got some contacts from Chuck Norris himself and confirmed. And I know he's been a big Republican supporter, because on the surface that obviously looks better than the Democrats are openly socialist. At least that's what they push. They're really banker bag men. So we'll see if Chuck Norris is going to be on the show today. I mean, they said, yes, we'll come on. Yes, is this time good? But they're so busy. Who knows, with 2 hours notice, if that will happen, because obviously I can have him on next week. I can have him on this Sunday, but I want him on ahead of this simulcast today. Because he's talking about very, very exciting, very, very dynamic, extremely interesting things right now. And I want to ask him about what he means by right-wing cell groups around the country. And so we'll be discussing that a lot more with him today. My gut is he's going to be on the show, so. He'd definitely have been on if we'd have gotten that email last night. But I guess I just need to stay here continually. Police trained nationwide that informed Americans are domestic terrorists. That's the headline in a story up on prisonplanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Alex Jones. And Rob Dew also contributed to this report. And when we come back, I'm going to go through this, because it's not just about this story saying Ron Paul and libertarian supporters and Bob Barr supporters are terrorists that want to kill police. It's also the denial, because I got a lot of emails and web posts, and I'm still getting them saying this is all fake. We've given you the names of the state police. We talked to them. They confirmed this is real. I mean, the police at the state. We call the state police office in Missouri. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday the 13th, 2009, an unlucky day for the New World Order. All right, Chuck Norris is coming up in about 2 hours. We also have Officer Jack McClam coming up after him to talk about the story I'm going to get into a part two on, an update, a major update on. 2 days ago, we broke the news and published the full document with phone numbers to the Missouri State Police with a standard, it was just an update, standard material that the fusion centers the feds have set up to brainwash the police and military are receiving at all the states. And they're moving the military into the same buildings with the state police, local police, in every regional area, 4 to 5 county areas, and in all the big cities. And then about 12 hours later the next morning, because we called that afternoon, and they said that the captains and sergeants and lieutenants and colonels were out, calling the state police in Missouri. We did call them that day. We did talk to them yesterday morning, and we put out on air that phone numbers, additional phone numbers, and the names of the state police at the Office of Intelligence with the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the governor's office that put this out. So, I mean, we gave you the names, and they wouldn't come on air. We said call them. People have been calling them, and I see it on the message boards. Yeah, I talked to Captain Hull, and I talked to Captain Holtz, and we talked to them, and they confirmed they put this out. So the disinfo operatives are all over the web posting this saying, I'm a liar, it's not real. Just like I'm a liar, there's no New World Order, and I'm a liar, there's no Bilderberg Group, and I'm a liar, there's no CFR, and I'm a liar, and Lindsey Williams is a liar. He didn't really say oil prices, you know, 7 months ago were going to drop. Ah, just got, man, Chuck Norris right back with us in 20 minutes. Yeah, it was about 20 minutes ago we sent the email. Chuck Norris is confirmed. That is exciting. I am really, I got a little butterflies here. Not that just that it's Chuck Norris. That's the problem. I don't really get butterflies around celebrities, so I don't really bug them and hassle them and get them on as much as I could, even though it's good for the show. It's more buzz going as people learn about the liberty issues. It's that what he's talking about is rebellion against the New World Order. So I am very, very excited. Hi, Rob. We are set for 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks so much. Chuck Norris. Well, that's nice. What a gentleman. Okay, back to what I was covering. I can't handle it sometimes that people say we exaggerate when 9 times out of 10 it's the other way around. Yeah, about 10% of the time we end up overestimating what's happening with something, but most of the time, I mean, probably more than 90%, it's far worse than we say. And hindsight, if you listen to the show for years and see my films made, one of my films made 12 years ago. Wow, I keep saying I've been on air 13 years. Wait a minute. If I put up my first film in early 97, I have been making films for 12 years. I've been on air 14 years since 1995. That is just amazing. Okay. The issue here is it isn't about Alex Jones, people saying I'm a liar, people saying we make stuff up or saying we exaggerate. It's that I am sick of them lying when they never have proof that I'm a liar. Out there trying to neutralize people from waking up and finding out the reality of what's really going on in this country. But I got news for you out there. People aren't listening to your bull anymore, and they know we told the truth. And everybody's talking about revolution and rebellion to the New World Order. And it's about time. I just hope it's peaceful. So here is the new article by Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Alex Jones up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Police trained nationwide that informed Americans are domestic terrorists. A secret report distributed by the Missouri Information Analysis Center of the state, I would add that, list Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who display bumper stickers, people who own gold, or even people who fly a U.S. flag, and equates them with radical race hate groups and terrorists. This is merely the latest example in an alarming trend which confirms that law enforcement across the country is being trained that American citizens are a dangerous enemy. Oh, yeah, it says we're going to kill them every page. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Oh, by the way, I was busy dealing with the Chuck Norris stuff. The state police officer, one of them wants to come on. Execute that immediately. But we didn't just believe this when we had his card. We called up from a separate phone so they couldn't connect it to him and asked if he was there, and no, he was out on patrol. So that's how we also operate. But it doesn't matter. We've called the state police themselves, and they've admitted this is their document, but Regardless, we're going to have him on. In fact, pull the trigger on that anytime he wants, except for during the Chuck Norris interview. Now, let me give you the names of the state police commanders over this operation, who are the spokesmen, so you can call them on the telephone. And the phone number is posted on the site. And you can confirm that it is the Missouri State Police. The denial needs to end now. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Well, it wasn't anonymous to us. We need to change that. Not anonymous. We are just protecting his identity as a source. It was sent to us by two. A copy of the MIAC report was sent to us by an anonymous Missouri police officer. Paul, please, this is a good article. I know. Just change it. Update it. A copy of the MIAC report was sent us by an anonymous Missouri officer who was concerned by its content. Well, yeah, he said in his note that I guess he's a terrorist now, basically, because he supports Ron Paul. Perhaps due to the outlandish and shocking nature of the document, some people are still having difficulty believing it's real. Unfortunately, we have confirmed that it's 100% genuine. It's bona fide. We spoke with Captain Hull, wouldn't give us his first name, at the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who told us that the MIAC strategic report is a part of a normal operations for officers to receive these periodic reports for safety purposes and to track trends or changes. That was written down by our reporter and producer, Rob Dew, on the phone with him. Hull added that the report was for the purposes of training their officers. We also spoke with Lieutenant John Holtz, who, along with Captain Hull, declined to appear on the Alex Jones Show to talk about the document. View the document below. Paul, I just want to update it that it was not anonymous. This officer had a lot of courage. One of the other officers was anonymous. Okay? Well, he said, keep my anonymity. The other guy didn't, but we are. And now we talked to him. He does want to keep his anonymity. That was an easy guess. Add that, and I want you to add a link right there to the website of the state police. Where, and then I want to put the phone numbers that are in the document, they're on the page for folks, and just shut up, liars. Shut up and stop lying, government scum. Do not deny the facts and do not deny what you've written and what you've done. When you go on InfoWars and all these other sites and lie and say, I'm making this up. That only makes people wake up that much faster when you're caught lying. The MIAC report significantly describes supporters of presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr as militia-influenced terrorists. Now, we're not saying militia are bad. They're saying militia are terrorists. And instructs the Missouri police to be on the lookout for supporters displaying bumper stickers and other paraphernalia associated with the Constitution, Campaign for Liberty, and Libertarian parties. The MIAC report does not concentrate on Muslims, but rather on the so-called militia movement and conflates it with supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr, the so-called Patriot Movement, and other political activist organizations opposed to the North American Union and the New World Order. Police are educated in the document that the people are an anti-abortion. Anyone who is anti-abortion, owns gold, displays an assortment of U.S. flags, or even those that talk about Zeitgeist, or, of course, the film Freedom to Fascism, view the police as their enemy and conflates them with domestic terrorists like Oklahoma City bomber Tim McVeigh, Olympic bomber Eric Rudolph, and other domestic militia groups who have been charged with plotting terrorist attacks. The demonization of militia groups is something that we have come to expect, despite the fact that the very same Constitution police officers swore an oath to defend outlines the need for a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. However, the connection of banal sectors of society, such as people who own gold, fly flags, display bumper stickers, who support mainstream political candidates, such as Bob Barr and Ron Paul, the guilt by association smear that they are likely to be dangerous potential terrorists, is a staggering alarm bell, which indicates police are being trained that ordinary Americans, not radicalized Mexican race hate groups or Al-Qaeda suicide bomber cells, are the number one domestic threat in the war on terrorism. Okay, one of the state police just gave me an email. Have you read this yet? Because it's long. What does he say he's coming on in this?
No.
Now he's not going to come on. Okay. Okay, I can't read it here on air. It's long. Oh, he says he's going to call the show. Okay, email him back and just say call the show. Give him the hotline number. Good. I want him on. ASAP, sooner rather than later. Thank you, sir. Hey, when you email him, Rob, ask him to write us up a few paragraphs. We don't, you know, without his name, without any details about what he thinks about this. Well, he says there are many police officers that listen to you guys, and I'm proud to say some. I woke up. I mainly support Alex because supporting his products like eFoods Direct, Cola, Blue Survival Seeds. That's how he tells us how he supports us. I have to say that. I'm not going to read any more of this, actually. This is not for... Wow. This is amazing. All right. Very, very interesting. I just got too much intel flooding into my ear, folks. It's just insane. All right, Chuck Norris over here, state police over there. You know, the good news is that the police and military are good men and women by and large. It's the commanders of the system that are bought and paid for by the New World Order. I mean, folks, I have famous retired generals calling here like every week, but none of them will come on the show. I mean, I just, anybody who knows how covert operation works knows the bankers are overthrowing the U.S.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 13, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $936.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $963.29, $481.64 for the half ounce, and $240.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $963.29, $481.64, and $240.82.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Almost pathetic supporters.
Doing it my wildest dreams. I never thought I'd go. But it's time to let you know. I'm gonna harden my heart. I'm gonna swallow my tears.
a great responsibility, and we are striving 110%, attempting to carry out the duty and the great work that we have to do in the fight against the New World Order. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now transmitted over the StarGuide satellite system, 21 hours a day for stations out there. 3 hours a day, Jason Burmis, 9 to midnight. Jason Burmis and the Info Warrior doing a fabulous job now inside the Central Texas Command Center. And soon it won't be behind enemy lines, because we are going to take the Republic back, one mind at a time, not through lies and psychological bondage, but by removing the blinders, lifting the scales from the people's eyes, taking the plugs out of their ears and the gags out of their mouths. The sense of smell, to smell the stench of death in the New World Order, so people can recognize evil, so discernment can flood into their synapses. We come with the red pill. We come to awaken humanity. We come to simply get the people to realize there's a lot of things going on around them and a lot of evil people that do not have their best interest at heart. Enemies that follow the God of this world, who come to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and the next hour, ahead of Chuck Norris and others coming on the show today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. But I would like to hear, if you're an Obama deception viewer that's seen it in the super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's now streaming and downloading there, I would like to get your take on the film and your brief review of it. I'd like to get your response, and a lot of you are chomping in the bit to respond to the state police documents all over the country put out by the feds, you know, demonizing the founding fathers, Second Amendment, saying there's no New World Order, but there is a New World Order, and admitting, oh, yeah, we're building FEMA camps and putting crips on the streets, but, you know, that really makes the crazies go wild. Oh, yeah, because we told you decades ago the globalists were setting this up. We use terrorism and economic collapse to do it because they said so in their own RAND Corporation, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations documents. That's the thing. We're nothing special. We are nothing special. All we did was read government documents and study history and know that this is what governments routinely do and start warning people. So 1-800-259-9231. Now, reading OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development documents, more than a decade ago, reading United Nations interconference meeting documents with the OECD, we discovered a major part of the master plan that we're now entering. We'll cover this key piece of the puzzle when we get back. It ties in with Bloomberg headline, Swiss bank secrecy pressured as Liechtenstein eases bank secrecy rules. A key piece of the puzzle, straight ahead, on the other side. This is GCN.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of
air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
I just love it.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. But the boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
We view ourselves on the eve of battle.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
You know, again, I just love the song so much that every time it plays, I have trouble cutting it off because I love the end of the song. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. Especially if you got that Ron Paul sticker. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just get that hammer down and give him hell. You know, they're about to have a national TV show air over and over again on the Independent Film Channel coming up next month. Tax Day, April 15th, it airs. And it's got me singing this in the car. That's pretty funny. So, talk about cornball. But you know what? It's real, and that's what matters. So let's go ahead and put the hammer down. Crank it up. Yeah!
Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
Yeah, he just died earlier this year. Really sad. Good stuff. That's real country music right there. I like both. I like all kinds of music, country and western. No, I mean, I just love that image. That's what we're doing here. We are just, son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Because we got a run to make. And the people are thirsty for the truth. All over the nation, all over the world, we are living the true Second American Revolution, a worldwide revolution against tyranny. And I know that my forebears, my forefathers, are proud of what I'm doing, looking down from heaven. I know my ancestors would be proud of me. Not that I'm perfect, and that's why in my life, you know, I try to live an upright life. I don't try to be worldly. I even feel guilty when I go out once a month and eat a big old steak or something. When I'm not working, but I do the best job I possibly can, and I appreciate my crew doing that as well, and all of you out there that are spreading the word, because we are making major headway against the New World Order more and more, and it's just so exciting, and believing we can win, knowing we can win, is infectious. And the police and the military, the establishment has reached. When they teach them the founding fathers are bad and gun owners are bad and that gun control is good and that, you know, people that have Ron Paul stickers want to kill you. I mean, literally saying this, the police aren't stupid. At least most of them aren't. You know, they're drawn from the general public, so there are a lot of dumb ones just like there are everywhere. You can go to find dumb doctors, dumb lawyers, whatever. They try to hire thugs who are on petty power trips. But and some guys are on thugs when they're young and they grow out of it. The point is most of them are just so scared to death of the citizens and that somebody's going to shoot them or kill them when statistically it's not that big of a threat. To all the other, I mean, getting run over in their squad car, getting hit by a car is a real threat, 10, 15 times, depending on the year statistics that way. But I don't know. Just so much is going on, and I know we can win this thing. Okay, I said I was going to cover a key piece of the New World Order, and I'm going to do that briefly right now and then go to your phone calls. Charles, Freebird, Nate, John, Andrew, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Okay. You know, I didn't have all this figured out 15 years ago, 16 years ago when I was a political activist, 14 years ago when I got on air. I still don't have it all figured out. But I learn more and more every single day. And a lot of this is just pure research. And I would go read on the United Nations website, before I had to go to the library, but by the late 90s, I would go to the UN website, and I would read what think tanks were saying, and I'd go pull up the original document, and they, after, well, let me go to the root of this. Hitler was horrible, Hitler was bad. But if you study the deep history, that's even in mainstream Pulitzer Prize-winning books, and I've listed a lot of those about World War II, written by Germans, written by French, written by British, written by U.S., it is a documented fact of congressional hearings about this. In fact, there were hundreds of New York Times and Washington Post articles in the 30s, 40s, and 50s on this, and trials as well. But we covered some of that in Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Spent about an hour on it, actually, a three-hour film. That the Bush family, the Harrimans, the J.P. Morgans, and others, on record, loved Hitler. I mean, right even before he got elected, they loved him. And the reason they loved him was the Milner Group, the most powerful group out of the Bank of England that runs our Federal Reserve, they are, look, they're smart. I mean, these people are geniuses. It's why they're in control, but they're evil. They're evil geniuses. What are we doing today, Pinky? The same thing we do every day. Conquer the world. You know, everybody wants to rule the world, the song goes. Well, no, actually every powerful control freak does. And so good people stand down and evil takes over, and that's the problem in history. And so the Milner Group wrote, and these are public documents. I've read them on Coast to Coast AM. I've posted them at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They said in the... Well, like 1920, the end of World War One, they said, we're going to put incredible sanctions on Germany, bankrupt their old empire, even though it was the British royalty's cousins, and the Russian royalty were their cousins. They said, we're going to go overthrow Russia. They've just done that. There's stuff from 1910, 1914, 1918, but there's a bunch of documents. You can go read them. They're public. The minutes of the Milner Group, Lord Milner Roundtable Group. You know, there's a CFR here in the U.S., but this was the upper echelon of that. And We will then go and pick out of all these desperate groups over there. Well, they said, number one, as we squeeze and crush them, we're going to run the fake communist revolution in Russia so the people think it's going to be a workers' paradise. We'll kill the royal cousins there, take over, so we can run all that. But then that'll be a big threat with the engine of Russia. So in the great game, as they call it, of balkanization, divide and conquer, we'll then play a fascist or right-wing movement off against Russia using the old empire. Because if we don't, the socialists and communists will take over Germany, and our own revolution will get too big for us, and we don't want all of Europe, Western Europe, falling. We just want Eastern Europe to have an extermination program. And so they created Hitler. The highest levels of British intelligence and control of German intelligence, this is on record, went and got the young army corporal as early as 1920. By the mid-1920s, they made him the leader of the Nazi Party, the royalty of Germany, including the crown prince, publicly financed him. The crown publicly financed him. The prince, who later became king for a short time from England, traveled and financed Hitler from the mid-20s. Hitler was given hundreds of millions of dollars in gold, weapon systems, even some smaller artillery, aircraft to fly around Germany. He was brought into power in 1933, and the whole time the Milner Group set him up, told him to invade Poland, told him to invade Czechoslovakia, told him to invade, and said this is going to be a greater world Germania. The king was publicly a Nazi at the time. He had to abdicate. It wasn't over marrying that woman. This is all public record. Public record. Hundreds of mainstream books, encyclopedia, you name it. You know, the king heiling Hitler with Hitler and all the rest of it. They had the Netherlands go pro-Nazi, being led by Prince Bernhard, married to Queen Beatrix. Hitler was invited to invade at Dunkirk. The British all evacuated. That's why they stood the military down, and everyone noticed that, and it came out later that Hermann Goering said, bomb out past the ships, don't really bomb them, just make it look like we're bombing them. That came out. Remember that? The evacuation at Dunkirk. They only used the Luftwaffe to attack them. And that was all staged. This is all public, what you're hearing. I mean, I've literally read 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't know, more than that books on Nazi Germany and the war. I mean, the big encyclopedia ones. So, this is how they work. This is how they operate. This leads us up to today. And then Hitler, they turn against Hitler. He flips out. He starts saying, my God, they promised me this. I wasn't going to attack England. We were supposed to link up after I'd taken Europe and then knock out Stalin. And then we were going to carry out eugenics and exterminate the majority of the non-white population. That was the Hitler plan, if you didn't know. How they were going to put fluoride in the water to first pacify people, use them as slave labor, buy off their leaders, how the ops were going to work everywhere. It was a sick deal with the Rothschilds, funding him as well, that he would only let Jews escape. This is mainline books are being written by Jewish publications about this, that they would only let Jews go to Palestine. That's why they wouldn't let them go to New York or wouldn't let them go to London. And they had to pay $1 million to the Zionists to get out, so they'd loot them. Oh, yeah. Paul Hartman's out there with his mouth hanging open. It's mainline. I can show you. Have I not always shown you everything I say? I can show you right now, Hartman. There's like major university publications coming out with it right now. And everybody's flipping out. But this is old news. So all of that went on. Hitler blows everything up, attacks, invades. The French stand down. Over 80 to 90% of their military stands down. The entire leadership were Vichy French Nazis. That's why Hitler just patrolled, came and visited. Most of the German forces left until the Allies built up. Left France. The Vichy fascist French ran France. Those were done in secret deals. That had been hooked up also with their former royalty there. They were talking about bringing back the French royalty. That's what the Vichy wanted. And that was supposed to happen in the greater Germania. And the main global capitals were going to be London, Paris, and Berlin, with these giant capitals that you could fit, like, I forget, 35 U.S. Capitol domes in. Just giant cities they were going to build. monorail, all this crazy stuff. They were going to go to the stars. They were going to build huge space stations. Hitler, you can see film footage of him with all these models of space stations and Wernher von Braun running around an Albert Speer. Oh, it's just incredible. So, I mean, they had this big utopian Moonraker world they were going to build after. I mean, I would be exterminated because I've got Native American in me. Only pure Nordic Germanics will be alive on the planet. And then Rothschild threw in, they made a deal where certain Jews were going to be allowed to live. I mean, that's just the plan. So, all of this was set up. And then Hitler starts panicking, going, you betrayed me. You said we were going to do a deal. They fly. Sometimes I have this moment. Who was Deputy Fuhrer? Rudolf Hess. Rudolf Hess is a fighter pilot from World War I hero. He jumps in a fighter bomber, flies into London, parachutes out over the Duke's house, lands at one of the royal palaces where the royals were actually at that time. They were on the radio, British intelligence, come here, have a meeting with us. They grab him, and he's there with all these Luciferian amulets. This is mainstream history. And he's there going, you know, you betrayed us. What's happened? And they grab him, put him in the tower until he died many years later. And they move him to London, the Tower of London. And then Hitler says, well, it doesn't matter if they betrayed us. And that's in his speeches on record. Doesn't matter if they set us up. We can't let the communists win. Launch Operation Barbarossa, sneak attack on the Russians. And so he turns towards the Russians and launches that and only uses about 10% of his force to defend against the invasion of the Allies at Dunkirk and Normandy and the rest of it. And he sends in the German forces. 10 million German troops died in that. 20 million Russians. The most hardcore fighting you can imagine. It dwarfs anything ever seen before or seen since. Just mass carnage and death. And so all of that unfolds. And they come into Europe, the globalist banks, seize France, seize Germany, they set up NATO, they tried to kill de Gaulle in the 60s when he tried to throw out NATO, they wouldn't let the French have their own military, de Gaulle had to go out and say, it's a takeover, I'm not allowing this, it was actually, people had to be physically thrown out, the British and U.S. forces out of France, so the globalists would still be there, they don't give up a country they've occupied, the OECD took over Japan, took over Germany, took over all those countries. Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, you know it as the Marshall Plan. Well, that was the private corporation they set up. So I'm driving into the office at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm listening to BBC. They've got an OECD on XM, an OECD individual from the UN on, admitting that the big global master banks, but they're saying this is good, are now going to take the money, the $2 trillion out of the Swiss bank alone, of the low-level people. There's tens of trillions in there. You notice the accounts they've been grabbing out of UBS are like people that have 1 million, 5 million, 10 million. They're just robbing the nouveau riche right now. Luxembourg has fallen. They're going after the Caymans, but selectively. Because remember, the big banks that have these are actually running the regulators. So they're just selectively going after. Austria is announcing they're going to turn over anybody the government says. Go on to your calls in a moment, but I want to just finish up with this. Swiss bank secrecy pressured as Liechtenstein eases bank secrecy rules, Bloomberg. See, so now you have this global government where you'll all have cashless, you know, cards that you buy and sell with in there. Even if you pay cash, they're going to swipe your card with a new sales tax they're now proposing. This is going to be graduated. And it's just total world government where you have a cashless ID card, got a thumbprint or face scan to identify as the code key to use it to stop identity theft. That's their, you know, what they claim. And this will be total control, everything controlled by the bankers. This is it. Total, final world domination. And that's how slick they are. They produced Hitler like a movie script, like a film. Went out and went through all the hundreds of little disparate groups and built him up, created him, set him up, had the king come meet with him. We're going to do this. We need you to do it. You have the courage. Set him up. Set it all up. Had the Bushes try to take over here and set up martial law, but the Marines, Smedley Butler, they hired the top Marine, Brigadier General refused, blew the whistle. So very complex things that happened here, but they're making another move right now. Switzerland, where banks manage 27% of the world's offshore wealth, may come under increased pressure to water down bank secrecy after Liechtenstein and other countries agreed to help in the fight against tax dodgers. And whatever the feds want, they just get. They just dial right into your account. Liechtenstein said today it will comply with the standards of transparency and information exchange set by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. That's your real global government right there. And seek agreements with other nations to shed its status as a rogue tax haven. Stay with us. We'll be back with your calls.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll.
The Obama deception dropped less than 48 hours ago. Super high quality if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you get to see at least 2 hours a day here. Some of the days I do 4 hours. Some days only do an hour and a half. It averages out to about 3 hours a day usually. And then Burmis does all 3 hours on this new show at PrisonPlanet.tv from 9 to midnight. Also simulcast on Genesis for affiliates out there that want to pick it up. But yeah, we just confirmed Google Video stopped showing the views to their videos. They stopped putting it on their main page. Now they hide where Google Video is because we would always be number one there. Guess what? The Obama deception is number one on Google Video. Millions of people have seen it, but it's number one, ahead of Jon Stewart. Doesn't matter. They got it hidden, but the folks have still found it. So you can watch it for free right now, but I've seen all these horrible, horrible, horrible encodes all over the web. I don't understand. It's almost DVD quality at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. I want people to rip it to the four winds. And I see people put it like in letterbox or a smaller box on YouTube. Why? I mean, why are, I mean, I just want it to be seen like it's meant to be seen. I want to give it out for free. It's just not as effective the way I see it all over the web. So we're trying to find somebody that has a nice, clean encode somewhere that we can link to at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I'll link to the crud Google. That's right. 2 days after my film's out, I'm going to link to it for free for you. Because all I want to do is have it be seen. But don't take it for granted. Buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. That's the way to have it. Charles in Louisiana. Always love hearing from you, Charles. What's up?
Let me ask you a couple of questions because of your knowledge. There was a bill called H.R. 875 about the farmers. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, that's the one that would put massive restrictions on organic farms?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Did that pass? Do you know?
No, I don't know if that passed. I can't keep track of it all, actually, anymore. But yes, I do have this article. Henderson urges caution on community gardens. And says allowing people to have gardens could be a problem because they might grow pot. See, we're all prisoners here. This is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I've got other ones around the country where they want to inspect your home garden, guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, sir.
So there you have it. I mean, they're just cracking down on anybody having their own food.
Yes, sir. And I want to ask you a question. I'm just kind of stressed out today. I've been up late last night praying about this. Do you think, this is going to sound crazy, do you think American people will stand up for this country? I'm scared they won't. I'm scared it's going to be like New Orleans.
I don't know. That's why we're racing and racing and trying to reach every person we can.
But they don't want to go to prison, believe me. They don't want to do that, Mr. Jones. If they go, they're finished. I mean, they don't have no idea what prison really is. You know,
well, see, they're going to stage riots and then set up FEMA camps and have it with news cameras and nightly movies and basketball and say how much fun it is to be in the camp to set the precedent. We have to beforehand warn folks about how they're going to acclimate us to the camps. Remember, years ago I predicted how they would acclimate us to the camps.
I remember that.
Because
yes,
the Nazis
that.
Did the same thing. The Nazis did the same thing. I mean, I made a film about it 10 years ago. The Soviets did it. We know how they put you in camps. They advertise how great the camps are.
The thing about the Obama tape, I want to say, that if everybody would send Obama tape to the state Supreme Court justices, it would help out. They won't hear no cases on them. I talked to Miss Arlene when it was Bowen versus... I forgot the name, but I talked to her. She did, when I didn't hear her.
Well, stay there, Charles. We'll be back in 70 seconds. And, you know, state reps, everybody, Obama deception must be seen. It's up to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.